Welcome to the show that delivers all the delicious topics. Everything is on the menu. We go inside the culture from artists to A&Rs to managers and memes. We may talk about entrepreneurship, sports, politics, current events, even relationships. I am your host, Lance Arrington, and I am with my co-hosts, my guys, Ryan Thomas and Ralph Deeney, and this is the Hip Hop Diner. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
What up? Let me go off live. That's it for y'all. Y'all got to tap into the rest on YouTube. Love y'all. Boom, boom, boom. How y'all been?
I'm a little bloated today.
You a little bloated today?
Yeah, I had a bad combination. I realized Royal Farm chicken and coffee. It's not really a solid thing. And I put a lot of whipped cream in there too, so I don't know. I might have to fart a little bit.
You might have to fart a little bit.
Hopefully.
Royal Farms chicken and coffee.
Yeah.
I'm a coffee head. I'll drink coffee.
I drink coffee too.
All day and all night long, but I don't ever think that I've combined the coffee with the chicken.
Yeah.
I know I have, especially riding back and forth to Virginia. All they had was Royal Farms. I had to. You ain't had no choice. but to be honest, when Royal Farms is fresh.
It's irritatingly good.
Yes.
It's not supposed to taste that good.
It is.
It's like it's too good. Like, damn it, what y'all do with this?
Right.
But then y'all got to combine it with the coffee is what I'm saying, though.
Well,
like,
I take a coffee break. You know what I mean?
Like, let me just get a water right now. I'm going to drink the
water
with the coffee.
I had a water, but. It came with a free soda. I ain't even crack it, though. Maybe I should have did that, but then I'd have been more. I don't know.
That would have really been a bad combination.
Yeah. What? Water? Yeah. What'd you say? Water with coffee and chicken?
Nah, it came with a soda. A Pepsi.
Pepsi. Pepsi.
Yeah, that's how the Puerto Ricans.
Let me get a Pepsi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Puerto Ricans say it.
No, does Tasha say Pex? No, she don't say. Well, she drink Coca-Cola.
Tosh Black.
That's true. She's the least Puerto Rican.
She Black. The whole family. Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, y'all Black Rican, yeah. Something like that. Shout out to my other half. Can we get right, like, we going to talk about some relationships. We into that bloatness. You good?
You see, I got this light color on, and I dropped a little bit of ash on there. I ain't wanted to, you know.
I could dig it. Gotta stay clean.
Yeah.
My God, I went to the gym. My arm still hurt.
You was about to say something about the other half.
Oh, yeah. I just.
The bunch of little ass arms.
I don't really care about them little crab sticks.
I'm trying to build up some weight. You know what I'm saying? I joined my morning meetup. Got a fitness group. I was in the gym. I was up at 4:50 a.m. I was in the gym by 5:30, and that's the first time I've done that in a while. And that was on Friday, and I feel like I just did it 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
like feel like I got
only
the
way
flu
to get rid
and
of
everything.
That is to do some more.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm supposed to do it tomorrow. It's supposed to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Do you want me to break down why that happens?
For educational purposes, like I feel
another
like
another time.
You talking about fiber, muscle fibers, and like having to break them down
when you
and
work
build
out,
them back
your muscles
up.
Muscles tear, right?
Yeah.
And when it tears, it the acids when it cools down and gathers on top of your muscles, that's what creates the soreness. That's why you want to go to the sauna afterwards.
My God,
you can sweat it out.
Like I'm telling you, bro. Listen. Not just fun and jokes over here with my man. It's like a walking encyclopedia of information.
I know a lot. I know a little bit, I think.
Know a little bit about a lot or a lot about a little bit.
Yeah. That's what I was going for, but I fucked it up. So I just said, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. I can't. Like, don't multitask, y'all. Multitask. Yeah. Our brains are
only
not made to
multitask. Only 1% of people can multitask.
Like what I've learned is when you try to multitask, you're just doing a bunch of things bad. Yeah. We're not made. Multitasking is a computer term. Our brains are not made to multitask. You can't walk down the street and talk on the phone without slowing down. I'm up here trying to post this on Instagram, and I can't because I'm focused. No, you can't. You think you can. No,
I do it.
No, you think you can. I'm sure you've almost walked out in the street and somebody was like, this.
You telling me if you on the phone and Ty's like, yo, you got to get over here right now. You ain't going to be walking fast. Like, what the fuck going on?
Yeah, but you also might get hit by a car. You might just walk into the street because you tuned in and getting there.
Technically, what you said was walk and talk fast.
No, I said you slow down. It's technically what I said. I said if you walk and talking.
Getting hit by a car is, that's just.
You're definitely going to slow down. You get hit by a car.
You're just adding shit.
I'm just stacking on and trying to make my point.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Like, that's not where we started at in the hypothetical of this. But it's not a hypothetical. Don't multitask, yo. That's a trick that was played on us by the establishment. Like, do not try to multitask. Do one thing at a time. Just do it very well. And that's called focusing and getting things done. But, yeah. So, enough of the gym
stuff. They did a study at Columbia University. Only 1% of humans.
Exactly. That's a very low number. That's like
very, very low.
The same 1% that's like billionaires or something like that. Yeah. And I'm sure that's not the same 1% that can multitask.
Fuck no.
They pay people. They pay people.
Yeah. More than half of them are dyslexic, though, like me.
Oh, billionaires? Mm-hmm. That's what's up. I mean, it's not wrong with being that. Like, you have to just figure out ways. It's not, you know. Mm-hmm. Not your resources, it's about being resourceful. Mm-hmm. So if your numbers come in backwards, you get somebody that can read them straight for you. Right? That's all. That's all. You get a team around you, you know.
Yeah. Floyd, perfect example for that.
Ooh, Floyd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that, Floyd. Yeah, because I mean.
That nigga was like, hi, my name is Floyd. Hold on.
Oh, you talking about for the radio?
Yeah. I think it was like, hi. My name.
Get it together. He said, that's not what I do. I fight. Right. He said, I'm a genius at boxing and business and that type of situation. Don't give me a book. You try and play me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, y'all try and be smart. Like, don't give me no book. No. Don't give me the read, bro. Like, I don't need none of that. Like, you try and be funny.
You can make them millions, though.
Yeah, like, I read one time before they had put Henry Ford on trial because they wanted to prove to him that, like, they wanted to prove that he wasn't, like, smart, whatever they were trying to prove, right? So they had him on trial, and they're asking him all these questions, right, to prove his knowledge base. And he's like, why are you asking me this stuff? He's like, I don't need to know this information. He said, I have a machine on my desk that I could hit 30 different buttons and bring in somebody that knows everything about each thing you just asked me. Like, why do I need to know that stuff?
Right.
And I have people that know it for me. And, like, that's the point. Like, you don't, yeah. I don't even know. See, multitasking on different, where are we going with this? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. It's wonderful. My God. So, we going hypothetical. Oh, the relationship thing. I started talking about that, right? Yep. Let's bring it back to
relationship. See, you fucked it up with your little crab stick.
With my workout. With my crab. Listen.
Crab sticks.
In 90 days, he's not going to be crab sticks, baby.
Oh, my bad. Let's not.
It's going to be rock lobsters.
Let's not deviate.
Yeah, see? There you go. Encyclopedia Brown over here got me a deviate.
I'm
laughing
said,
at crab sticks.
You kept saying fucking last time, what was it? Digital dementia shit.
Yeah, digital dementia, the other Ford.
We're going to bring that back.
Hey, I got it in my notes somewhere. We can bring it back from that. Yeah,
No. I was just playing.
All right, my bad. Digital dementia. Damn. Digital dementia is a real thing. But anyway.
Your other half.
It's like
half.
A long time, right?
Yeah.
I found myself getting upset when my alone time is violated.
Like when you're taking a shit?
Not even that. But
I get mad all the time.
That's not really what I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about I try to wake up before everybody gets up. And, you know, because that's really the only time, like, when you by yourself, because this is, it's not even about taking a shit. Like,
I'm just saying.
I mean,
that's what I'm thinking.
Like, I'll go in the bathroom for an hour to try to get that also, and I hate when the door is knocked. It's like, bro, y'all had all day.
Yeah.
Now everybody got to use the bathroom when
That's why you try to get up first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. But yeah, you better get in before Deja get in there. She's going to be in there for 3 hours.
Damn.
Washing her hair and all types of stuff. But anyway. So yeah, so I found myself getting upset. It's like, but it's been like this for a while. Like, it's like I've always been like this. Like, if I'm up and I'm everybody else asleep and I'm alone and I'm like watching TV or whatever I'm doing, like, I hate when somebody else wakes up and then comes downstairs.
Damn. So when, from the outside looking in, if I walk in a room and you just visibly turn mad, it's just,
I don't visibly turn mad. Like, I don't, you won't know.
This nigga, fuck, man.
No, you won't know.
Goddamn niggas woke up to it.
You won't know that I'm mad. You won't know that I'm mad. Like, it's an internal thing. Like, it's just like,
you want some breakfast?
It's like, it's ruined. It's like, I
want
my, I want my alone time. It's like, because it's rare. Like, we all need alone. Do you get alone time? Like, where is no, where you just by yourself, Ralph?
Yeah. Two places.
I know one's on the toilet.
One's on the toilet, yeah. And the other one is when I'm driving home.
But that's, see, and I thought about that, right? But that's not really, because you still, it's just like, that's not even what I'm talking. It's just like, when like, the world is still.
Yeah, guess, when I'm driving home. Like, so I don't.
See, I guess you don't wait. Do you wake up early? Like, what time you?
So when I have to.
See, because I know you're not an early riser. Like, you know, I get up like 4.
Gotta go to court.
Important things, like, you know,
doctor.
When I'm being arraigned, like.
No, I do enjoy the early morning peaceful.
You know what I'm saying? Like, before the birds start, like, that type of thing. Like,
oh, yeah, I see that all the time because I don't go to sleep till that time.
Even before the sun come up. It's just like that moment right before the sun come up and the world get busy. It's like that time is what I appreciate when I'm by myself. Like, I'll be by myself and the cat start moving. It's like,
yo, I was just about to say my dog. My dog follow me around every room, and I'll be yelling at him.
It's
like,
just like, leave me alone. With, like, God. You know, I got two cats and a dog, and it's just like one cat is in the room all the time. So you leave the room from that, and you out and go into the hallway. The other cat's right there.
Yeah.
You get from that cat, you go downstairs. The dog is downstairs jumping on you, and it's like nonstop. And it's like, like, even
every time I move, man, my dog be like, I come too?
Yeah, no.
Like, no.
No.
Stay, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I
no.
Got you. I got you, yeah.
Yeah, but like,
how big is your dog?
How big? I don't know how much he weigh, but he's an American bully, but, you know.
He like them aggressive joints. He like, yeah, get one for the kids.
He's
like,
not aggressive.
No, bro. He's like, they don't bite, then he,
He's not aggressive to the family.
Absolutely.
He's not aggressive to strangers. He's protective. If he see you across the street, he not going to charge at you just because he see you. But if he see you coming close to me or him, then he's going to be like, yo, back the fuck up.
I let him smell me when he was a baby. I'm like, get this scent now because I don't got time to be playing with your dog. Hey, like, come on, man. Get out of here. You know I ain't beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just that's what I. So I find myself getting angry and I'm just like, just relax. But I'm like, no, I want my alone time. So it's just like, am I wrong for that? Am
so
I being
you be
over?
Telling yourself to relax and then you say, no, you start arguing.
No, I'm just, no, I just, you know, I do self-examination. It's just like, no, it's like, why do you let that type of thing irritate you? And it's like, no, you shouldn't let that irritate you because other people are up now. And it's like, but no, I want my own. Yeah, I just want my own space.
Yeah, I can feel you. I feel you. That's why men need man caves.
Yeah.
And when I get my man cave.
The only way, you're going to have some space.
I told the lady, like, look, no women allowed. And if you are allowed, 1 hour a day, max.
And that's it. And preferably when I'm not around. Like, and stay
no,
over there in the corner.
If I'm not there, she definitely can't
like,
get the
just
fuck
go,
out of there.
Yeah, if you want to hang, just go there. And then when I, like, I want my own space. Like, don't come, I don't want to come and kick it. And don't come sit down and, like, put your legs on me and all that. Like,
that.
Yeah, like, my space. I want my space. That's
come
it.
With your fucking
yeah, and
ice
your phone
sickles.
And want to show me shit on TikTok and, like, yeah, all the information you learned fucking on TikTok. How much information do you... Did your girl be like, listen, look what I've learned. Like, if you give me another stat or another world event or another, like,
just
breakthrough
something
that you heard from TikTok.
Yeah.
It's the new, like, the TikTok. Yeah, it's like, how is TikTok the new news? Like, the new, like, news was, I'm not giving, like, news is bogus. So I'm not giving too much credit to the news. But TikTok is the news?
Propaganda, man. Spread everywhere.
Yes. So if TikTok is the news now, that's the world we're in. We're digesting TikTok information. 30, I don't even know how long that is. What, a minute reel of somebody dance? That's how we're getting our information in bubbles? Yeah, man. In bubble text? All right, I guess so.
That's the way it is.
But yeah, so that's how, that was my thing in relationships and the fact that you're always on your phone till somebody need to call you in an emergency. Then all of a sudden, your phone has...
I ain't gonna lie, Tasha is the worst with responding.
With that thing, right? Yeah.
Phone? Oh, my God.
It's like... But yeah, but you just seeing it from, okay, she's not around the phone, but I see it from you always have your phone right. Until I call you. Now all of a sudden the phone is nowhere to be found.
Tasha be like this. She sees somebody calling, like, oh shit, let me put that down.
Yeah, it's like she throw it behind her like
now.
A bouquet after like, yeah. Like somebody catch it.
Ugh. Somebody calling.
Let me see if this shit is really water resistant.
Yeah, it's like bro, but like I just left you 30 seconds ago, like even a minute ago. Now I'm in the market and I need something emergently, or I need you to bring something to the door. I spun the block real fast. I don't want to get out the car. I just need you to bring it downstairs. And it's like I'll call you 12 times and there's nowhere. You're like you down in the kitchen, the phone, the dog running around with the phone in their mouth. Like I don't like whatever. All right, so let's move on. Can we talk?
Grinds his gears.
Yeah, that and hypothetical conversations. And hypothetical things, right?
You can't do hypotheticals.
Nah, because the hypothetical always turn into like it can really happen, like Orlando and Zay with the beating the cheetah in the room, right?
Oh, yeah,
that thing. Like yeah. They really think that they gonna whip this cheetah's ass,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
So that's what I'm. Like that's a real. My brother-in-laws feel as though if they were locked in a room. With a, is it a full-grown cheetah? Is it any
full-blown cheetah?
Full-blown cheetah.
Yeah.
Because we have this conversation a lot, right?
Yes.
Every event, every like gathering, it comes up.
It comes back
as a possibility of a thing that will happen if ever. First of all, don't find yourself in a room with a cheetah. Like I feel like your day has definitely went left if you find yourself locked in a room with a cheetah. Right.
Yeah.
I hope that motherfucker's in a coloring book. If I'm locked in that room,
that motherfucker not like a wild cheetah though.
And
not
I hope
like
you
something that was
pink.
In,
not
that
a
was
pet
raised.
Cheetah. We
yeah.
Talking about like nah. You know, a wild cheetah just happened to creep
in the
like,
same room.
Yeah, like in an outhouse or yeah. Something. Like he's like, damn, how the cheetah get in the outhouse with me?
Yeah, these motherfucking animals is natural born killers.
And they feel like they can take they at them too in a room.
Mind
take...
you, they 5'6" and 5'8".
Now
sorry.
They can fight now.
Sorry,
like
sorry.
Listen now, one like I ain't, listen. They can fight though. Like you know they work out and they can
come
handle
on,
themselves.
Man. You're
but...
not about to jujitsu no fucking.
Exactly. That's
no
the whole
fucking
thing.
Cheetah.
Like yeah, like I feel like even if you pulled your gun out and tried to shoot the cheetah, you'll probably shoot your brother first before you even
that
got
cheetah fast as shit.
Yeah, like even before you got aim on a cheetah, like
cheetah
you might shoot yourself in the
juggler.
Foot before.
You
yeah,
see your vein going like this. Hit me here.
Yeah,
right here.
One swipe is a wrap.
Done.
Like it's done. Like you punch a cheetah in the face, the cheetah just gonna be like,
yeah.
A cheetah punch you in the face, yeah, your face
bleaking.
Is off. Like
yo,
that's the.
Well, when they chase down their prey, they trip them right. So they already used to hitting niggas
playing
Achilles
with you, yeah, like
and shit, and
they play with you,
with
yeah.
The
they
these niggas is little. They little.
They don't. Yeah, cheetahs not. They don't like Mike Myers you, right? They don't just walk you down and like stab you. They play with you, smack you around, like rip you up, like you said. Like you ever see a cat?
Have to come in there and help.
Like cats don't kill mice on purpose. Like they play with them until like they do something and they yeah, like
fun no more.
And they bite it too hard. Like yeah, one of the teeth go in too much, and then it's a wrap for the mouse. But it's no intentional death. Like so, the cheetah just gonna go in there and smack y'all around.
You see how we started talking about a hypothetical?
Exactly. But that's not even the hype. But I equate that hypothetical to the hypothetical conversation that I had in a barbershop about people feel like they could still beat Mike Tyson.
That's retarded.
Yes. And I had to sit here and listen to the conversation. Shout out to
the
my man.
Average Joe don't even know how to fight.
Now, this is coming from, this is not
that's
coming
the
from.
Truth.
Yeah, the average Joe, they don't even know how to breathe right through a fight.
They don't know how to fucking throw a punch. They throw a punch too hard, they're going to break their wrist.
Exactly. It's all arm punches with the average person. You're breathing not right. Like, yeah, you're not
using. You see this nigga Tyson hitting the mitts recently? I seen that nigga 2 days ago on TikTok.
On TikTok. There we go. On TikTok.
This nigga, I'm like, God damn.
Breaking news.
I was watching. I'm like, damn, he probably could fuck some of these heavyweights
exactly
up right now.
Exactly. Exactly. He still got the hand speed. I seen him in a shadow boxing in a video like maybe last year, and I'm just like, this nigga will still kill everybody. Yeah. Like,
did you get like frustrated that. And walk away?
Like, that's I couldn't. I was sitting there waiting for my haircut, but I'm just like, so I had to talk through it and just listen to it because he was hype about the Canelo fight, and he felt like the bull could beat Canelo, and that was a whole nother. So it was just like a lot of misinformation going on with this conversation, right? But he's like, yo, I've trained. Because, you know, he did. You know what I'm talking about. He's trained before. And he, you know, he's not that. He can fight. This person that saying.
He knows who how said to it? Defend himself, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, at the barbershop.
That's totally different from being a professional.
No, he was a professional. So
he was a boxer.
No, so, yeah, we talking about a professional saying this, right? But
semi-pro,
whatever. Right. Somebody that can fight more than the average Joe.
And he was pretty good.
Ooh, and he versus, was pretty good.
Versus a and heavyweight he champ of the world. One of the most still, devastating. Exactly. Heavyweight. All right, cool.
Like, yeah, it's because it's been people that's been better than you that felt like they could do that.
Yeah.
And got wiped up. Like, got mopped. Like, Mike used the floor. Like, used him as a mop.
If he was, like, relevant, it would be different, but.
Don't get the mic that be like, I want to eat your kids.
Yeah, not that mic. Oh, I mean, the playful mic could just slap box you to death, I feel like.
Paul Logan, didn't he challenge him?
Who?
Paul Logan.
Oh, my God. Yeah, these niggas got in their claws that they can't get knocked out. In the contract, you can't knock me out and shit like that. That's stupid. Like, yeah, why that's, the fuck are
because it's not a real, it's a money grab, so we got to understand that. And that's why it's no, just enjoy it for entertainment purposes. And, like, you know, like Kanye said, we're too rich for anybody to do anything to anybody, for real. Like he said, he's like, nobody, like, I'm not going to do anything to Drake, and Drake's not going to do anything to me, because we're just too rich. So it's too many people making money off of us for somebody to really do something. So, like, he's like, hey, I'm going to do this. Like, no, that you're not. Sense, yeah, it's like, come on, bro.
You know, usually Kanye say some off-the-wall shit, but that made sense.
It definitely made sense. It's a real thing. Yeah. Shout out to the live studio audience. Speaking of that, let's take a break real fast. Let's take a break real fast.
Go ahead.
Real fast and go into the first sponsorship, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. This episode is sponsored by Free of Debris, a residential and commercial cleaning company. Tired of dust? Calling us is a must. Call Free of Debris 215-432-2861 or freeofdebris365@gmail.com. Again, that's free of debris. Also, this episode is brought to you by Bundle Boosters. Become a Bundle Booster babe. Get the hookup on all things hair and beauty when you join this scam squad at bundleboosters.com. Bundleboosters.com. Cool. All right, yeah.
Bars.
So, yeah, that was the hypothetical things, right? So, the other hypothetical was, and you said you watched it, that was alien invasions. Now, this was something I thought of in my own brain as I'm watching this thing, right? So, because every once in a while, I like to feed my brain with junk food. I try not to watch too much TV, but I did. So, I'm watching invasions.
I watch a lot of fucking junk food.
That's why you came in bloated.
Yeah.
Brain blue. But yeah, so I'm watching, we watching Invasion, so you know, and I'm like, I'm tired of seeing us shoot at alien spacecraft with regular bullets. Like, I know that's all you got at the moment when, like, it's actually happening, but just, like, humble yourself, I guess. You know? It's like I'm watching them and they're using their machine guns. They in Iraq. That part when they in the sand come up and they seeing this big giant.
I mean, but you can't do nothing else.
I mean, yeah, that's
why
I don't.
What you gonna do is say, I'm sorry and run? Your homie's dying.
They wasn't dying, yet they were standing there shooting at it.
Actually, I don't know where the fuck them niggas went.
Yeah, he found one and one.
Then he died.
Then he died. Yeah, I don't know where the rest of them.
He was pissed at the boy, the goat herder, though.
Yeah,
the but goat he, herder was taking him.
He was like, 2 days. 2 days. I was trying to find, but I guess he kind of helped him because his thing started working.
Started working. Started pinging. He seen his homie.
His thing started pinging, right? Yeah, and it was cool. The boy was talking. He's like, "I'm glad you don't understand what I'm saying. It's cool to have somebody. See you a long time." Back to the loan. He just needed somebody to talk to. He didn't need any response.
Yeah,
he
too
just,
much alone time.
He just
huh?
needed to get something off his chest. He was happy that they were speaking two different languages. He wanted to talk and, like, you know, just.
Yeah, so sometimes if you ever feel like that, you could just go to a random bar and just, you know, tell them how you feel.
So this alien invasion, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking and I'm just like, are bullets versus alien technology. Uh-huh. Like they were taking care of them with sound. Like the aliens came down and they were destroying stuff with sound. And I'm just like, we can't do anything with that. Like nothing. Like we can't do anything with that.
Yeah. I mean,
like we have no defense against that. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, they was fucking them up. They was smashing the cribs up and all that.
Yeah.
Only thing you couldn't do is just and run.
Hope and run.
And if you come face to face with the motherfuckers, hope your bullets work.
The bullets is not going to work. Like, why can't we just take a peaceful approach? Why can't we just try to, like, you know.
Let's be friends.
Yeah. Like, why? Because I feel like they always come, like, every alien invasion comes down with, like, mass destruction, right? Like, everything got blow up. It's like it always start in midday traffic, right?
Humans are parasites on Earth, and they always want to take over the Earth, and you got to get rid of the parasite.
But to my point of is they, I'm sure they'll have better ways of doing it versus coming down and just blowing everything up and making everybody run around and scream and holler, right? Like they'll come down with like, because it's like they come down and first they send the little ships. It's all every movie starts out in midday traffic in L.A. And it's just way too many people around, mm-hmm. nowhere for anybody to run. And then here comes
smashing the building.
Yeah, and everything's falling. And it's like, all right, y'all.
Well, shit. How you think ants feel? Like ants, the insect. You ever have ants in your crib?
Mm-hmm.
You walk in a room, and guess, flick on the lights and shit.
And guess who gets smashed out? Come through just like the alien invasion.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
exactly my point.
But we not ants down here. Like, y'all wasn't here, and then we just pulled up and was
we
like.
We would be.
They're like, we want our Earth back.
Technology, yeah.
If aliens came, we would be the ants.
I just feel like aliens, if they came down.
And
they had
is here already.
Yeah, exactly. And so they don't need to mess with us in that sense. They don't need to fight. They don't need to blow our heads. I feel like they would just be like, man, relax. And we would just sit down. Like. Because they have like telepathy and like all of that. Like they don't have to use a destructive force to control us.
No, shit. We already destructive.
Yeah, it's just they could use mind control. They can like Dr. Spock you or something like that.
Just,
like
they could just act like they human. Just blend in and then soon enough.
They said we already doing it.
You're gonna have a president like fucking Biden or Trump dumbass and they just, you know, they just
nailing. That's an alien.
Start killing each other anyway.
Shit. Yeah, so that was my hypothetical. Like, I'm just watching it, and I'm just like, another alien invasion. Like, we just doing the same old thing.
Is Trump an alien?
How the fuck would I know? What the fuck type of question is that?
I really just wanted to see how you was going to answer that.
Nigga looked at my face with all seriousness.
I'm like, Ralph got the answers. Ralph got the fucking
answers. At least he didn't say yes. Like, someone would be like, yeah, he's an alien. And gave you a whole breakdown on why. Yeah, like, I think he is.
Wait.
I ain't one of them boys.
If a celebrity was an alien, who would you
pick? Like, Jenna Aiko, they saying right now.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. That's what
she had on a costume or some shit, and she said, "I finally was able to take off my human costume, and this is my real form." And it's all these TikTokers with thousands of fucking likes.
I'm sure
talking about
breaking
it, talking
news.
About this is real, and look at her hands here and it. Shut the
breaking
fuck
it
up,
whole
man.
Down, like breaking it all the way down, like we're real,
like
documented
like it's science,
yeah, and like.
mapping out the spread between your finger distance and all that.
Yo, you ever see that meme when a white boy just, everybody that walk up to him, you just smack the shit out of him? Because that's how I feel like. I would want to do that. Yo, he just was slapping the shit like, wow, shut up.
For what?
Just because they was in his face. I would want to do that to these conspiracy theorist motherfuckers.
There's a few people that could use a good slapping to the face.
You never, while driving, wish it was like Grand Theft Auto. You could just
shoot
a motherfucker and then put a code in and get rid of the stars.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. Well, I've said it. Yeah, one free one.
Toxic
motherfucker. Like, you just get one free one a year.
Just one
free.
Just sorry, like, Josh. It's my get out of jail free card.
Yeah, it's just one free one. Or at least a hoopty where you could just like ram your car into somebody and not care like that your car got messed up. I would love to just drive my car real fast into you.
At least twice a day. At least twice a day, yo.
I wish I had a battering ram on the front of this joint. It was just like Mad Max out here and like we in the desert and I could just like flip you over.
And then get out and tell you why I did it.
Then I think, like, that's a horrible thought, like, bro. Take a deep breath.
You cut me off to drive just as slow as the car you was just behind. You could have just stayed in that fucking lane. Yeah. Why get in my lane if I'm moving faster than you and I'm going past you? Why not wait for me to pass?
And there's no need for you to do it right now. Your exit's not coming up. Like, it's nothing. It was no reason for you to bust a move. Right, piss me off.
Or the motherfucker that's on your ass, right? The motherfucker that's on your ass, beeping high beams and all that shit, and then they floor get around you and then press the brakes because they're coming up to a light.
Exactly.
Like, hurry up and stop, nigga.
Hurry up and stop. And the other thing is, y'all can't double park at an intersection.
I might have did that a couple of times.
Like, you can't.
Well, that's what the hazard button, the light's for.
You can't hazard light at an intersection, dog. Like, because the corner store right there, so you're going to double park at the stop sign.
I do that all the time. I run in the store all the time.
But that's not even the worst one to do it at. Like, you just violating the people behind you when you're doing on that block. Mm. I'm talking about, like, when it's a cross intersection of four cars and so the person behind you got to go around you, but it might be somebody making a right turn. Yeah. Like,
they do that shit all day.
The one way is, that's bad, but I'm talking about the four way intersections.
Right, I got you.
Those are the worst ones to do. Like, and they do
it. You
can
slow up everybody.
Everybody's dying right now because you want to go grab some backwoods.
That's a potential accident. On the four way.
Do it a few feet back, so when the person go around you, they could be at the intersection at the stop sign. You don't do it right at the stop sign. Like, I'm glad you brought that. That shit's been bugging me, bro.
You know what else bugged the fuck out of me? Like, these streets in Germantown, or like this little block next to us. This one-way street, but it's fucking two-way.
Yeah.
This shit pisses me off. Like, I done drove 80% up this block. You come speeding around the corner.
That's what I'm
And then we had a fucking deadlock.
I thought it was a one-way.
Move.
Is it a one-way?
No, it's a two-way, bro.
Right. That's a two-way street.
Shit is annoying.
It is weird.
But there's only enough room for one fucking car to drop.
Yeah, because they double park on that joint. Everybody double parks on there.
Shit pisses me off.
Yeah. Double parking.
Yo,
we live in Double Park Central.
Why do people do this, right? I was thinking this because I do this shit every single time. But you driving down the street, right, and you see a pothole too late. Why the fuck do everybody always lift up like they gonna make the car lighter or something as you ride over the pothole? Because
you're trying to brace yourself for the dumb shit you just did. You like, that's gonna hurt. it's like trying to brace the car. It's like moving a controller. Like, dog, you know that spin on the controller ain't making a turn.
I just trying to slow down. I ain't gonna lie. I just hit a joint like.
Oh, so you the only human that don't lift up?
No, I just did it. So I didn't try to like.
He
jump
the brake
up.
Slammer.
Yeah. I just like, was like, damn it.
Just say fuck just,
shit. Like, here it comes. I could just slow the fuck down before I hit this.
Yeah, but I try to slow down too, but sometimes you be moving too fast.
I was.
Why the fuck is it all these potholes on the fucking expressway?
Bro, it was one hole we hit coming from. Down, we was down South Philly one night coming down 9th Street, and it was dark, and I couldn't see. I'm just regular speeding this shit, too, bro. That shit felt like
regular
the car.
Regular speeding.
Shit hurt you.
It felt like the car fell into hell. Like, it felt like
ditch?
Yeah, like the whole, it felt like it folded. Like, that's how hard it hit, bro. It felt like the car folded like a
just
flip
knew
phone.
Your tire was popped.
I'm like, I couldn't believe I had to stop. And you know how you hit them drones so hard, you got to pull over. Like, hold on. Like, because I know something broke on here. Like, I got to call insurance at some point. You
fucked the rim up or something.
Something. Like, the motor. Like, damn, something cracked on this bitch. Like, the frame. Something is dead on this drone.
That's
like,
a
the
crazy
way.
Crazy pothole. If you hit a pothole and break your motor, nigga.
Dog, it wasn't a pot. So the next day, it was so bad that I had to go down in the daytime to see what it was. Like, so they had start, I guess you know how they dug the street up for some reason, but just left it on a one-way street. You can't go around it. They didn't put a cone in it or anything. Now, it was a cone in it. I guess enough cars had killed themselves the night before.
Somebody came and put their own person.
Yeah, it was a cone in there, but I'm like, this is what, that shit was like. I'm going to say it had to be at least, like, no exaggeration. And probably that hole probably was about a foot and a half deep.
That's vicious.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. The city fucked up, bro. Because they'd do some shit like that, make a big-ass ditch, and then just try to throw some sand in there. Like, that's going to fill it up and make it smooth. Yeah, it's work. Oh, nigga, every time somebody drive over there, and it get deeper and deeper and deeper, and the sand just spread all the way up the street.
Like cat litter.
Man, like, the fuck is that?
They'll put some sand in there.
Like, just...
That's real shit, bro.
Yeah, and they expect for you to compact it down, and like, well, this one, they must have not got to the sand field part yet.
They give you tickets all day long if you park one on the street. You got meters there. You got to pay the fucking meter now. You got to pay on your phone now with a credit card and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. You got to find the zone. If it ain't no meter, you got to make sure you're not in a meter zone.
Right.
He said, I got two warrants lingering right now on them joints.
They fucked me up, man, because this meter's all in front of the shop. I used to break them joints with the bobby pins, but now.
And you just don't come until after 6.
They done put the damn, Yeah, now
said, yeah, now I don't until after
now,
6,
see,
player.
I'm cool with the dudes that work the strip. But sometimes the supervisor there and he's the asshole that gets it up. Like so I just wrote a little note on a napkin. I said,
I used to be cool with the ticket lady.
I'm a barber. Please no ticket.
Please no ticket.
And they see that shit and they be like, oh, that's my man.
Get you like a DoorDash drone. Put it like I'm just DoorDashing, bro. Like,
it's loading 30 minute long.
Yeah, like 30 minute. Like, yeah, just parking loading zone. Just keep spinning the block every 30 minutes. Yeah. Pull back up. I used to think that you could.
Need to get another handicap placard.
I used to think that you could park like. On the same, I used to park in the two when I worked at the hospital. I would park in the 2 hour drone, like
on the same side.
Yeah, but like so, say you park right, and you got 2 hours.
Yeah,
but then you leave, and then you come back before the 2 hours is up, and you on the huh?
You gotta be on the opposite
side. From what I remember, I don't even think it's on the opposite side because I think I've done that. You gotta be completely on a different block or something. If what I remember. You might be right on the opposite side, but I know, like, she like, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. Like,
but
you know
I always
saying?
Got pissed. Like, how the fuck these niggas know?
No, what it was. That's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was.
It was late.
I would leave before the 2 hours is up, right? But you know, they don't come right back at
Never.
2 hours.
Not ever.
So it's like, no, I left at the 2 hours. I've been gone since that, but you ain't come back for 3 hours. You get what I'm saying? And I've been back within that.
That's why I'm pretty sure it's like what he said, or if I'm not mistaken, it might not like be you gotta park on another block.
I think she said you had to park on a whole nother street.
I think
street.
You do because yeah. I get that. Like I got,
and I'm like,
I got two of them
I'm
tickets.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, I was gone,
and
I'm up there now.
I remember
she
back
like,
in the day that used to be our little, you know, the scam. Just pull off and come back.
Yeah, especially before the meter. Yeah, because it's like you walking. So yeah, first when I park here, you have to clock me at the 2 hours, right? So I might get a free half an hour before you even come around and write my
if
car down.
That same 100, I think it's still a
And then I got to wait for you to come back. So a 2-hour parking spot is really about a 2.5, 3-hour parking spot.
They right? getting all this money and don't fix the roads.
Oh, yeah, no, they don't care about fix that. I don't care about none of that. Don't worry about no streets. No, I mean,
you got to make sure the mechanics making their money, huh?
I mean, they've been, since the city's been getting all that government assistance, they've been doing a lot of street work. I know I got a new street on my block.
I don't know why the fuck it take 2.5 years to pave that little section of Roosevelt Boulevard, right past 9th Street.
Like it'd be like towards that Center City. On any busy.
That little that.
What the
that,
fuck? It's you're talking only about two the bridge. Lanes.
You talking about yeah. the yeah? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They milking the shit
like,
out of
what
that.
What the fuck, dog?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crash every weekend on that. Man. I rolled by there the other day, and it was a. It looked like a wide load truck had ran, like something either hit the wide load truck or it was a box truck in front of the wide load truck. The back of the box truck was pushed all the way in like an accordion. The wide load truck was on the side. Now, we all on that little part we talking about. And then all the stuff that looked like it was supposed to be on the wide load truck was scattered on the expressway. Like, it looked like a house fell off that, you know, or something like that. Like, yeah, it was like big pieces of wood, like broken up. And I'll show you the video, but I'm like, it's always on this shit, bro. It don't matter. It could be, just pick a time. Pick a time of the day. Pick the time you think it won't be no bullshit going on that job. And I guarantee you.
It will be.
It's always, bro, 24/7 is something retarded going on.
I remember reading something a couple years back. Roosevelt Boulevard, I think, was ranked number three.
Most dangerous, right?
Yeah, most dangerous roadway in the United States.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because right there at Adams, niggas die every day, B.
Because it's a highway with lights. It's like putting lights on 95.
That'd be some bullshit.
Exactly. And that's basically what it is. It's like neighborhoods coming onto 95 with lights and people. Because you come off the expressway. The thing is, you come off the expressway jacked up.
You're already moving.
Yeah, you come off jacked up. And it lead right into the boulevard. So it's no indication like, bro, you need to.
First light, they got cameras.
Now they do.
Money off of that shit. They got these speed traps. They making too much money off of us. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, them speed traps seem to work for some people. There's still some people be hauling theirs down there.
I haul ass because I know where the speed traps at. The cameras are brown. Those are the brown ones are the speed traps. The white ones are for the red lights. Let y'all know.
Gracias.
And just keep it under a certain.
And it's always going to be on the right side in the middle. Or on the left side. Under, depends on where you
teeter
at.
Around like 55. Like, just keep it in that range. They can't. You
nah, not on the boulevard. You in 55, you getting a ticket.
That's what I'm saying. Anything over 50, you supposed.
125, slap jazz.
I got a warning. When they first started doing it, they gave me a warning.
They was giving niggas warnings like, yo, we told y'all, we got cameras now, look.
So I push like 49. I might be like 6. But see, coming off the extension on up to 9th Street, it ain't no camera. So you get a chance to.
Nah, just the red light camera.
Yeah, you just get to eat it up and then slow down. But from 9th on, do 49. Like you slide at 49, you get underneath the radar, and then that's enough to like get to where you gotta go at a timely fashion. But yeah, doing 75 and hitting kids and pregnant moms, that ain't the way to go, y'all. Listen, and can I say something to the pedestrians out here, please? You have to take accountability for yourselves, right? No, seriously, because y'all do this too much, right?
Stop playing chicken with the car.
Yeah, like y'all.
In the middle of the road.
Exactly. Y'all don't cross at the crosswalks. Y'all decide to cross in between in the middle of the street. And all of y'all have on dark color clothes. Like, it's serious. Like, everybody walking around like ninjas and shit. It'd be like 11:30 at night. You got on all black or brown or some type of nondescript. And you just walking across the street like a shadow, slowly.
Nah, but niggas fuck me up because they'll look at you like, pussy, slow down. And
that's
you be
what
like,
I was about to say. Yeah. They got the nerve to look at the driver.
Lady got mad
like,
at me.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Fuck
I'm crossing in the I'm just crossing
don't
the street.
Don't you see me?
Lady was stone.
Got the right of way.
Stone cold mad at me the other day. I could hear her out. I had the window crack. She like, you ain't going to stop. Listen, I'm coming up. This is the white line right here. I'm approaching the white line, slowing up at the light. She's trying to cross the street. like at like the second car down, right? So she's not crossing at the corner.
Nope.
She wants to cross a few feet down from the corner and mad that I'm not stopping short of the light. So she can cross. So as I'm pulling up, she's like at my door trying to cross the street. Talking about, you ain't going to stop? Yeah, when I get to where I'm supposed to stop at, I'm going to stop.
Right at the light.
Yeah, at the light, not back here at the mailbox or some weird shit like that. Like, mad. She big mad.
You ain't going to damn it.
Like, I'm like, I love my city, bro. Like, it's just that type of thing. You walking all black. You crossing the middle of the street. You know it's people doing 85 on this jump. You got a baby in a stroller. You got a kid back here walking. They got on all black. It's like a little family of ninjas crossing the street. And
that's why they put that light right there.
Coming across the thing, right?
Between Masher and Fourth.
But they don't cross Banks. Right there.
Shorty from Fisher. She's living on Fisher.
She passed, yeah, unfortunately, yeah. But they don't even cross across that.
She walking with four of her kids across the boulevard. They all get hit. All of them die except one.
Mm-hmm. That was a few years ago.
And they named the street after her.
And they crossing in the middle of the boulevard, though. In the middle of the boulevard.
With four kids. Four little ones. That shit was stupid.
And unfortunately, like, you know, you don't want to talk bad about that type of thing. But it's like, come on. Like, you got, first of all, you not teaching them how, so you teaching these four little kids how to cross the street incorrectly, so now I'm going to have four more people out here crossing the street wrong when they get older. It's like, you got to teach them the right way to do it, and crossing in the middle of the boulevard, knowing, like, you can't do that. Like, y'all kid,
I mean, I jaywalk all the time. I ain't going to lie. I never go to the corner to cross the street. If I'm in the middle of the block, I'm not going to walk to the corner.
But you're also not going to get mad at somebody for...
I'm not going to get mad, exactly. And I'm not going to just fucking leisurely walk like the
slowly.
Cars are supposed to stop for me.
Even when they... Even
I mean, I jog across the street.
Even... I feel like even when you... When everybody's doing everything correctly, I feel like you should still have a little bop in your step across. Even when you crossing at the corner, it's like they look at you and they slow up. And it's like, I got to watch you walk across the street 2 minutes.
Niggas is funny because they'll stare you down while they
walk
past your car.
Or look at the phone and slow all. That's what the girls like to do. They like to look down at their phone and slow all. Or the University of Penn students. Like, where did y'all come from? Like,
get across the street. Don't be like me. Drunk. I'll be in the car looking at the light and seeing if his mother changed yellow coming up to it. Like, I hope this motherfucker ain't going to try to cross this street. While we already in motion.
I'm not trying
and
to
he know I'm trying to make this light.
Exactly. You better have them instincts out here because I'm telling you.
He must not give a fuck about
it. They not. Exactly. I will murder everybody out here. I'm trying to get to work.
And I'm sober too.
Trying to get crazy. To my folks.
He's crazy.
Exactly. Like, I'm not crossing the street until me and the driver make eye contact. I know you stopping. I know you know that I'm standing right here. The other day, I came up to the stop sign. I'm looking this direction. As I'm looking this direction as the car coming. The girl over here, she started crossing the street. She never made sure that I saw her crossing the street, bro.
Right.
So when I come back here to, like, I hit the gas a little bit. She right in front of the car. Luckily, I got back to the brake. She never saw the car movement. I'm like, yo, I was about to run you smooth over. Smooth
kill.
Over. Like, I know you're supposed to check back that way, but what if I don't?
Right.
Like, you just basing your life on me.
Oh, like, he see me.
He see me. Or if he didn't, he better has. No. Like, yeah, I better have saw you, but that is not going to stop you from getting ran over. Yeah, that's it. Like, it's what should have happened and what did happen. And those be two different things sometimes. Like, yep. Like, you should be able to walk down that street and not get robbed by them dudes. But if you know them dudes rob people that walk down that street, don't walk down that street. All
right.
That's all I'm saying. Like, yeah, you should be able to, but just don't. Yeah.
just went on a little tangent.
Yeah, on people traffic. Crossing it. Because this city is crazy with the over-aggression and the no thinking. And
right.
I double parked the other day just to get out and drop something off and get back in the car. And the dude beeped the horn at me Like, as soon as I came to the stop, he was behind me. Bro, like, beeping the horn. And I'm like, shit, I had to get, like, yeah, I had to stare him down a little bit because I'm like, bro, I'm not, relax.
Yo, I hate that shit. Like, I come up and I got to take something in the crib or go to my mom's crib. I throw it in park real quick. I will leave my driver's side door wide open. Like, you know I'm about to get right back in this fucking car and you beeping and shit. And now you're irritating me.
Irritating me. And I got to look at you. I got my daughter in my hand. You be like, and then you got to backtrack yourself because you so hype. Like, just relax, bro. Like, first of all, you beeping the horn is not going to make me do something different.
It's not going to do nothing.
It's not going to do nothing different. It's just going to escalate. Like, it's just going to make you head beep the horn and be irritated. And now I got to look at you like a goofy bull because it's like, bro, that wasn't doing anything. Like, you just really tooted the horn for absolutely no reason,
dog.
It's
just like the motherfucker, as soon as the light turned green, they beep, 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 beep.
Like, yeah, it make you want to, like...
Come on, man.
Yeah, it make you really just want to put your car in park and get out and look at everybody. Like, are y'all serious right now?
I done did some dickhead shit before. Niggas started doing that. I'm like, all right, cool. I stayed there. Light turned yellow. I floored that bitch.
I've done that once or twice.
Did you see the video of the dude?
You want to rush.
Yeah, I wish I could.
You want to rush.
Why it was a video, I think in New York, of the bull that he was out. Somebody was beeping. That nigga got out the car and started dancing and doing all types of shit in the intersection while they was beeping the horn at him.
Oh, no.
Yo, I saw this like a week ago. My man was out there pop locking, doing all types of goofiness in the middle of the street, bro. And they just had like to sit there. And because what you going to do? Because that's the thing. If somebody, if you beep the horn at somebody.
Hit their car and move.
Exactly. And they escalated to that. Are you ready to ask? Like, what's the escalation on your end now? Except for the fact that now you sitting here getting played by this nigga dancing. Like, bro, you're not going to do anything, so you should have never beeped the horn at me. All right. Hey, over-aggression in this city, bro. right.
Crazy.
So, yeah, we're going to get into some current events. You know Rallo been locked up for a while. You know my man Rallo. He said that Lil Baby sent him $50K in prison. That's a good good look. It's like, my man, it's good book money. A lot of chi-chis popping off with that.
Boy, I got booked with all that weed.
Oh, yeah. My man, Rallo. Yeah. But you know.
But they say they locked him up because he had.
He said
his shirt said some shit like, I'm the CEO or something like that.
Rallo.
Oh, he was trying to say, like, yeah, them niggas don't work for me and nothing. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Might have locked him up because he was actually doing shit.
I mean, yeah, but he had this shit with him, but, like.
I'm going to say, they was just waiting. He said, my daddy.
He the bag and he driving around with fucking all his weed with him.
He said, my daddy was a kingpin. He said, my daddy was a kingpin. He said, it was like, they was just waiting for me to get some dope. Like, everybody was just waiting for me to be the next one. It was literally like they was just waiting for me to get some dope. It was like, all right, we already know what you going to do. That's crazy. It was like, okay.
We know you got it.
Man, like, and if you don't, you will soon, baby. Like,
you know you're going in on
that.
Everybody knew when you came in here, you was going to eat some chicken.
So let's talk about some Bitcoin. Because this nigga called me the other day.
Yeah.
And we talked about Bitcoin.
All right.
And we ain't see eye to eye on something.
All right.
He yelled at me and hung up. This guy. He got mad at me and hung up.
Man, he got that mad.
So I'm done talking about it.
Yeah, he was like, no, I'm done. But yeah, so.
Y'all can talk about it.
So Money Man got his whole advance paid in Bitcoin. So that was the first time somebody did that. Got their whole $1 million advance paid in Bitcoin, which is equivalent. It comes out to 14.72 Bitcoin. So, yeah.
Nice. Interesting.
So we'll see how that goes up.
He could keep making money on that.
He could or he could lose money on that. That's the tricky part to the Bitcoin.
They're going to make another run soon.
They did say from the time it was already worth more. He had did it like showed a little quick clip on social media. It had already gone up in value from the time he had got it sent to his wallet to the time he posted a video. So it's quadrupled in value since November 11th of 2020.
It reached I think 80,000.
And then it dropped down. Yeah,
it's going to drop down because they're going to make that final run. You know how they do that, right?
What you mean? What you mean the final run?
Push the ceiling, basically, to see how high it can go, how much money they can make off this.
Yeah, I feel like that final run ain't gonna come for a while though, because they still got like another 100 years before the last Bitcoin is even out. So that final run,
like a crazy run, like to get
it to a whole nother level,
to make a crazy amount of money off of it.
Because it's at
before
60,
before it just steady, you know.
Before it slow down for the next 20 years or something, shit like that.
Well, not flatline, but you know.
Yeah. Slow down the momentum until something else crazy happened. Yeah. But yeah, I just thought that because that's the first time, and I'm like, you know, because Money Man always talked that cryptocurrency stuff and all that type of thing. So that was the first time that somebody, and now it's other people doing it, and you know, that whole blockchain. It's actually a company that's doing like blockchain on a music level and all types of stuff. So I thought that was interesting. $1 million is 14.72 Bitcoin. Like I went from that to that. But hey. What else we got? Rick Ross. Rick Ross said he bought a house for $1 million a little while ago just so
like
he
him?
Could drive by it every day.
Did that sound like?
Yeah, it did a little bit.
Yeah. I feel good now.
Give him a win, baby.
There you go.
Give him a win.
Now say it again. He did what?
He bought he said he bought $1 million mansion in Atlanta just so he could drive by it every day. Now I'm sure he did it for tax purposes also, but I just felt that was interesting.
Gotta have some other.
It was strictly based on. He said, you know, he just because they use. He said him and his homies used to, you know, before they had money, you know, they would ride past these houses and, you know, like, yeah, when I get on, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I feel like everybody did that shit.
So yeah, he bought one just to ride by. He doesn't live in it or anything like that. I want it so I could just see it when I hit the city. That's really what it's about. I don't live, it's not functional.
But I'm sure he could just go home and look at that house and be like,
the one he bought from a Vanderhoof is not in Atlanta. That's like out, like in
whatever it is.
He said, no, I can't ride past that every day.
Oh, he need to drive past it every day.
Yeah, he need to see it every day. I guess it's back and forth on his commute home to the office. Shit.
Well, can't wait till I get rich enough.
Yeah, I mean, I want to do that also. I want to buy like a little house downtown, like on Art Street, one of them $2 million like brownstones or something. That's like three stories.
I seen these niggas.
For my long time.
For the love of the views, this group of white folk, they went up in to skydive. Just so they can ghost the plane. And they all jumped out, the pilot and everything. They just threw the plane away.
Like
on Call of Duty, you just drop the chopper, you threw the chopper at somebody, they threw the plane in the ocean.
Just to.
The fuck?
I mean, just to ghost the plane. Hey. Doing it for views. Like, we're going to fly up and everybody's going to jump out of it.
Right. For the views.
And where's the plane going to go? I don't know.
That shit smashed into the ocean.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, you fly over.
They coasted back, you know what I mean? On land.
Rich people shit.
How many views they get?
I don't know how much, you know, these motherfuckers will repost that one video like 20 times.
Do you get to see the plane like crash? Or do you just see them jump?
You don't see it crash, but you see everybody jump out, and then you see the plane, the pilot, he maneuver around them as it nosedive. And then far off in the distance, you can see his body jump out too.
Shit, digital. He went and landed that jump.
That shit went nosedive. Well, I guess it was high enough. He could have did some shit. What, he throw a bag out the window?
Nah, I mean, he just did that shit on like.
You can see the propeller stop spinning. Let me try to find this shit.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm just saying it could have been digital also.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, can you just like let a plane crash on purpose?
Yeah, I'm like, is that legal?
Yeah, like is that
all I gotta
even
do
something
is say,
you can do?
Dangerous.
All these motherfuckers gotta do is say the engine stalled.
But you can't say that if you're recording it. True. Like you can't say that if everybody's intentionally jumping out. Like,
what is it?
I don't know. It's like the F. What's the flight people called? The F. The FAA or something like that. Yeah, like I don't
one of those acronyms.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you can like just ghost planes on purpose. But you know, it is what it is.
Let me, you know, YouTube got everything. Let me see.
Yo. First of all. Oh, the Eagles. Shout out to the Birds. They trash, but I love y'all. Shout out to Tyrese Maxey also, my guy. It's making this Ben situation a lot easier. Thank you very much. We have a true point guard. We don't really have to talk about that.
This ain't it, but this motherfucker skydiving without a parachute. Yeah, got see? 41 million views.
See, of course. Where he at
How
now?
How much money do you think he got?
Where he at?
He probably had somebody else come fly up and bear hug him and shit.
I'm just trying to see, can we get a video of him standing talking right now?
You want to see that nigga bounce off the ground?
No, I just want to see if, you know, like, what happened? Like, how did you make it there? Like, how did you get down? You jumping out of planes with no... Like, they will be the only people that an alien could come down, fly up into the air, and they not going to pass out. Anybody else is done, bro.
I hope I pass out. If an alien comes scoop me up and fly me up there and shit, I hope I pass out.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing you can do about it. Like, so put your gun down. Like, that ain't going to come down, scoop your ass up,
I'm
fly
still
you
shoot
up
that nigga.
100 feet.
I'm going to still shoot at him, and he might look at me like, you stupid fuck.
Look, if you standing on the block talking to your homie, and something just... lands out of the sky on some Superman shit, like, you not gonna shoot it.
That's like, not gonna be my first reaction.
Yeah, no, not it. Your first reaction is you probably even gonna throw up on yourself, piss yourself, shit yourself, or run.
No. Not any above.
You might be stuck.
I'll probably be frozen stuck for a second.
Yeah, because you're gonna
mind,
be like,
in my mind, I'm thinking, I hope this nigga give me some power.
He can't give you, he said, bro, I can't give you power.
Why the fuck
dog?
Not?
He like, yo, I ain't come here for that.
Aliens come to the junk. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'll let your boy give me some powers.
Give me some of
shit.
That juice, baby.
Yeah.
You're like, no, man, get out of here. We ain't come here for that.
Yeah.
Like, if you ain't born with it, if you know, you know. Listen, this is first of another thing. Can we make a petition to raise the legal adult age? Can we stop calling 19-year-olds like women and like men? Like, I read an article, it's a 19-year-old South Charleston, West Virginia. Woman arrested for, so it just says woman arrested for running down a street with an infant baby by the neck. So I'm reading and it's like, yeah, this woman is 19 years old. Like, that's not a woman.
Was she getting
like
chased
these
by
are her and her mom was beefing. Her and her mom was beefing. So she's running down the street with the baby like in a choke, but by the neck. The baby's turning blue. Like, they had to like chase her down and stop her from running. And I'm like, can we, like, change these terms and still, like, until you get, like, 26 or 27, can they still be, like, kids? And we just be like.
I don't matter how old they are. You do some shit like that, you should be labeled as stupid.
Yeah, I just feel like if you're still a teenager, you're not an adult.
You're a dumb fucker.
Yeah, you're not an adult yet. Because you have so much more to learn. Like, a 19-year-old is retarded.
Damn, all 19-year-olds.
Yeah, pretty much.
Y'all
pretty much.
Retarded.
In some way.
Fucking
yeah,
retarded.
Like, y'all don't know as much as you're going to know at 26, is what I mean. You're going to be much more of an adult 10 years from now than you are at 19. Yeah, it's like, come on, yo. You were,
yeah,
3 years ago, you were 16.
I don't mind raising the bar because then I'll become younger.
That's another way of looking at it.
Yeah.
We got these little kids. And they like, this is a woman. It's like, no, it's not. That's still a little kid, bro. Like, if she
young again.
I know.
Yes. I think everybody get on board with
Ralph,
that, right?
You ain't that old there, really.
Yeah, everybody can get on board with that.
You just became an adult.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm a young adult.
You was a teenager a couple weeks ago.
Like, shit, I'll take that.
Young again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before we get out, let me do another sponsorship. The morning meetup. Y'all need to be around some entrepreneurs. Get your mindset right. Wake up every morning to a good vibe. Get that work. Get them plays in. The morning meetup. The link will be in the bio of this video. Also, if you need your music, if you need to learn how to get your music on iTunes, you want to get charted and all that special stuff when it comes to your independent artistry, Group 82 University, click the link in the bio. Click the link in the bio. Morning meetup. Link in the bio. Group 82 University, link in the bio. Yeah, so that was running legal. Now you no longer are, you're 26 years old now. before you could be considered an adult. And then did you see the ladies bum rush the nope. All them people bum rush the motel and take the lady toddler, and then the mom ran out and grabbed the So it was like they treated it like a home invasion. Right? You see all these people like
took the black lady kid.
Yeah, and she ran out and snatched the license plate off the truck.
Oh no.
She couldn't get in the car to get her baby. So before they pulled off, she snatched
the baby.
Oh yeah, they snatched her.
And now they're trying to take her newborn. Like that happened a while ago, and now they're trying to take her newborn, or is that a different situation?
No, this is from what I understand. These people got caught, so it wasn't double back. Yeah, so they you can see in the video they all gathered up like in front of the hotel. I mean, like in front of the motel, like they was about to do a home invasion. You see all these people go in. So apparently they knocked on the door. She opens up the door. They bum rush her.
To steal her baby.
You see the girls run out the motel with the baby. But they not like super fast. And then a couple seconds later, you see the mom. She kind of running, they look like they knew each other, right? Or some crazy. They knew enough about each other. Because how you know this girl is in there with the baby, right? So she gets to the car. She can't get in the car. They lock the car. So she snatches the license plate off the front of the SUV. And you see her walking back to the motel with the license plate.
She's satisfied with the license plate?
She can't get her baby. That's all she can do.
Bust the window, jump on the car?
She didn't have anything to bust the window. I guess that's why I felt like she might be familiar with these people. It wasn't such a panic. Like, I'm never going to see. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's not a.
That's like my boyfriend, girlfriend took my baby just now. Like, yeah. Yeah, they probably cousins or some weird shit, right?
I'm saying.
Listen, even if I knew the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. No. You're not just going to run in, bum rush my crib, take my youngin' with, no.
Yeah, it was like,
dude, and I'm dude, just going, like, hey, let me get your plate.
No,
I got your plate
dude,
now.
This a woman.
Yeah, first of all, and them chicks was built like dudes. Like two of them chicks was built like dudes.
All niggas that got my kid.
That's different. You a dude, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just going, I'm going to handle it as if they was, I'm going to,
yeah, no, what you can physically do is different.
That's what I'm saying. What you can do
is different than what a female can do physically.
It's different than what a
This bitch was strong enough to rip a plate off a car.
That's true.
But she ain't strong enough to bust a window or jump on the car. Huh?
Jump on the car and do what?
I would hold on to that motherfucker. Wherever my kid go, I'm going. I can't get in the motherfucker. I'm going to be on top.
She's not fucking Luke Cage.
But she got to make a choice. Yeah, so, but if you jump on the car and you get flung off and you don't get a chance to grab the license plate, now you stuck. You assed out. So you got to make a choice.
If you get flung the fuck off and
you might
die.
Yeah, now they got your baby and you dead. So you like,
well,
she
ain't
like,
gotta
I got to get my license plate.
I ain't got to worry about it.
Touche.
I went out doing my thing.
Your baby's still out here. In traffic, but I guess.
Well,
like, whatever happened, like they say, whatever happened to her, got to happen to me first.
I got the license plate now. I'm going to go to the police.
No, they didn't. They caught him, and the baby was unharmed. So, shout out to the mom with the super strength to rip the license. It worked out. Apparently, she did the right thing.
So, that's a different story from what I thought you was talking about. What I was talking about was this black couple. They gave birth to their child, obviously, a little boy. And, they was doing everything for the boy, like really loved him and shit. Like they wasn't mistreating him, no way, no how. But for some reason at the daycare, they had to take the kid to the hospital. And the nurses called somebody, like their homies and shit, white people, their clan. And they came up and was like, no, you're not a fit parent. And they actually took this woman's kid. And the father, he was at work. They still got this little boy. They raising him.
We didn't go through court or anything. Like, you just came and snatched my baby out the...
They lost. And now she had gave birth to another kid. These same fucking people are trying to take this kid.
Who lost?
The mother. The actual mother.
Lost in court for the kid, you saying?
Right.
So the people that took the baby must be like DHS or something.
No. They don't work for the government.
So they just came and like effectively adopted the baby on the spot, took her out the hospital and was like, this my baby now, take me to court.
Yada. Got him.
That's crazy.
That's what they did.
That's crazy.
I'm not letting that ride either.
Yeah, no, that's type of stuff you put on a list. Like, what would I go to jail for?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Like, what's an acceptable thing to sit behind behind bars for? Like, what would I be comfortable doing time for? And that's one of them things, my kids. Yeah. It's a short list of things. Like, I'm not going to jail for any. Like, nah, it's a lot of shit. Like, I'll be like, nah, you got it, bro. Not going to jail for that. But that list of, that's one of them things. You're not going to roll up on me, take my kids, and be like.
It made me sad and mad at the same time because I'm sad for the mom. Like, damn, they just really came in and Brody her kid and is racially motivated.
Like, but it's it. But,
okay. And then it made me mad, like, bitch, boss up and go take your fucking kid. He living in a regular house.
Yeah, just in the middle of the night, run up, get your cousins in them. Masked up and kidnapping back.
The fuck? Are y'all kidnap the only your baby black back.
Like, stop playing. But I mean, she must have been not fit. If the court let these people take her baby and keep it, then she must not be fit, right?
It was people that came and testified.
On her behalf?
On her behalf. And interviewing her and the father, you can definitely tell that they were capable of raising a kid.
So, how did it get this far? Just off of racism?
Shit don't have to be fair.
Nah, I mean, listen, like we started the show, what should happen and what does happen are two different things, right? So, yeah, that's crazy.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, that's not what I was talking about at all. Sheesh.
That's crazy.
That's a lot. That's a bit much. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I mean, at least she, stole a license plate.
Yeah, and got her baby back.
Got her baby back.
Maybe that's what she should have did.
Stole the license plate.
Steal your baby back, and then make them take you to court. See, possession is nine tenths of the law.
Right.
Get your baby back, and then we'll talk about it.
Shit crazy.
I know. Actually, that's not the first time I've heard somebody having to go to court to get their kid back. I actually know somebody that I'm related to, like distantly related to, that had to go through that. Like, but I think they actually took the kid, and like they won't give the kid back on some weird shit. Like, it's just,
hey man, I know, bro.
So they take a community
if
to
you
raise.
Ain't got custody and shit like the parents can go through shit like that.
Yeah, the state got custody of kids. You go file it. The weirdest shit I ever heard. But yeah, that's why they can like say where it
that
go.
Type shit,
that's man. Why they can say where your kids go because they have parental control over your kids. Like. The weirdest thing, but that's what it is. The end on, I guess, on a better note, Styles P, the legend, says that sneakers ruined his life. He said that on the Full Size Run podcast. Mm-hmm. And he said it because, I can attest to that a little bit because when I open up my closet and I see all them sneaker boxes, and it's like, oh, that money could have been spent doing something else. But he says it basically, he said, I sold crack to buy sneakers. He said, because that's the hole you fall into, as a young man in the ghetto. Like, that's part of the reason why I sold drugs.
I wouldn't say that the sneakers ruined his life.
No, it's choices. But, no. Like,
his mentality, his upbringing, his old heads didn't teach him right.
And when you poor and you want the sneaker and the sneaker game is so prevalent and you like, the only thing I can do is go sell crack to get sneakers. I could see how you could be like, I think he's not saying sneakers, but like his collection of sneakers.
I guess.
His want of being a sneakerhead is what
I think that alone
drove him to make bad choices.
I think that alone should make you agree with me.
What?
He's not. We was talking about.
Never going to agree with you, Ralph. Like,
well, no, we was talking about Sheik Luke. My bad.
Yeah, no, but we went into Styles P also being a legend. But we did. But we don't got to digress to that, bro. Yeah, like, that's so. Like,
we were saying that.
That's a rabbit hole that we go down and we can't find ourselves out of.
But that alone should make you agree.
Agree with what? Because what? That's legendary to sell crack for sneakers. That's legendary. That's boss moves to me. He's like, no. Like, kids, listen, we don't want to end the show. Don't sell crack for sneakers.
Did you just realize that your kids was in the room?
Don't sell crack for sneakers.
Like, oh, shit, damn.
So crack for sneakers, y'all.
You know what?
All right. Okay.
Crack is whack.
So until next episode, baby.
You know where you heard it first, baby.
Crack is whack. Until the next episode of Hip Hop Diner, we all feel that crack is whack. Do not buy sneakers for with crack proceeds. Go get a job. Go do something productive with yourself. If it's not a job, just go volunteer. Right. Or like, you know, just meditate or pray or, you know, do something positive with yourself.
Yeah.
Don't double park at intersections.
Double park, period.
Because
I be having to take a shit a lot. And every time I come down Wellens off of Fish Street, it seemed like it's always a car double parked there. And I got to sit there with the bubble guts and I be like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's always hit panic mode when it's right at the rim, baby.
My shit be turtlenecking sometimes.
Yeah, that's when you really start to panic. Like
touching cotton and shit.
It's tight. And then you know the closer you get, the more your brain start wanting to relax it.
Right. Don't have no poop soup.
Man. That's why I stopped eating breakfast when I was a kid. That's another story for another episode. All right? Yeah. Like, I stopped eating cereal before I got on the bus, bro, because that bus was long, and that's when you find out you're lactose intolerant. Yeah. Like,
McDonald's do that to me now. McDonald's breakfast. I still eat it sometimes because it tastes good.
Eat some McDonald's and drink some coffee, and then we'll talk about it next episode. We'll
see I'm not blowing no more. I was silently letting it loose.
air quality is like down Southwest night right now with them tires burning. It's a lot of pollutants in the air.
What was burning?
Yeah, tires? It was a lot of tires burning in Southwest and like raised the air pollution.
Niggas don't give a fuck about our ozone layer.
Nah, they don't care at all, bro. They don't care. Somebody looked at them tires and was like, these shits gotta go. And like, I don't know what to do with them, so what we gonna do is get these shits up out of here slow. Because every few years, it's a tire burn down there, right? Mm-hmm. Like every 6-7 years, something like that. It's
gotta get rid of them.
Yeah, they gotta get rid of them drones. Like, so, yeah, it's that time. How? I don't even know how. Yeah, how?
Same way they recycle everything else. Shit, I don't know. In a controlled environment. I don't fucking know how you recycle.
I don't think you can recycle. They don't even want to recycle dirty plastic. Like, they don't even want food in the plastic that they recycle.
This was recycled.
Because that's water. That's it. But
no, not the water, the plastic.
No, they don't want dirty plastic. They don't even try to recycle dirty plastic. Like, your plastic has to be a certain quality in order for it to be recycled.
They recycle this shit. They put it in, you know what? I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, though. They're not recycling, like, you put styrofoam in a recycling bin that's still got food in it. That's not getting recycled. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's getting compacted. Like, it's certain things that they're not recycling.
Right. Right.
But yeah,
you know that these, you know what? I'm not going to say it.
Save it for next episode, you know. So I'll holler at y'all. Hip Hop Diner. We love y'all. We out.
Yeah.